Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and our study is a construction site tour, the tabernacle in the wilderness. In this session, we'll be looking at Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16, forever safe and eternally secure. Let's read our text, Psalm 91, verses 1 to 16. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor by the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Am I really saved? Can I lose my salvation? We need to know we are eternally saved. The tabernacle in the wilderness was constructed without nails, screws, hinges, or glue. And yet it survived 40 years. Winds blew on it, storms swept over it, and rain beat on it. The tabernacle was the most secure place in the camp. When he penned Psalm 91, I wonder if David had in mind the priest ministering in the tent. In the holy place of God's tabernacle, the priest was safe and secure under the wings of the cherubim and under the blood. The tabernacle is Christ. The priest in the tabernacle is a picture of the believer in Christ, and those who are in Christ are forever safe and eternally secure. There were tent pins in the ground and ropes over the roof. Those ropes and pins made the tabernacle absolutely secure. There is no record that it ever moved even a single inch. The priest inside was absolutely secure because the tent itself was secure. The believer in Christ, the New Testament priest, is also secure. He is as secure as Jesus Christ himself because he's in Christ. What made the tent secure? Well, the tent stakes made it secure. Scripture also refers to the stakes as pins or nails or pegs. Isaiah 22, verses 23 and 24. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house, the offspring and the posterity, all vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers. The stakes point to the Lord Jesus Christ in securing the believer to himself. All its pegs shall be of bronze, the pegs of the tabernacle in their cords. Exodus chapter 27, verse 19. in chapter 35, verse 18. They were made of bronze, resistant to rust and corrosion, picturing the incorruptible life and death of the Lord Jesus Christ in bearing the judgment of God for our sins. The stakes were buried deeply in the ground, and part of them rose above the ground. That's a picture of the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel message. If the pins were driven all the way into the ground, they'd be useless. Part had to be above ground to tie the ropes. The good news of the gospel is not only the cross, but it is the death and resurrection. If Jesus had only died and remained in the ground, it would have all been in vain. The death was necessary as the penalty for sins. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And the resurrection meant every sin had been paid and that it is finished. It's only faith in the resurrected Lord that can save a man from God's wrath. All this is pictured in the pins of the tabernacle. The ropes were tied to the pins and the tent was completely secure. Notice that they were tied to the part of the pin that was above ground, the resurrection. Not the part in the ground, the crucifixion. What about those ropes? Well, sometimes called cords, other times called ropes, they held the tabernacle firmly together and made it indestructible. The cords speak of the love of Christ as the only hope for redeemed sinners. Hosea chapter 11, verse 4, I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love. We are secure in Christ by the cord of His infinite love, seen in His death and resurrection. This is not human love. John 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. It is natural to hate our enemies and to love only those who love us. But divine love goes beyond this. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, for when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. And then verse 8 on divine love says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The cross of Calvary, hanging, beaten, bound, bleeding, suffering, nails and hands and feet, spit on His face, thorns on His brow. Why? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This relates to another issue. Once we're saved, we can never become unsaved again. We are born again and cannot be unborn. It was a transaction of the Holy Spirit, not a decision that we make back and forth. The Father gave us to Jesus. Jesus gave us eternal life, and the Holy Spirit sealed it for salvation. Jesus purchased us from the death penalty. Jesus intercedes for us before the Father. Jesus will return to take us to heaven. He is able to keep us secure. He is God. John chapter 10, verse 28. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Paul saw this in Romans chapter 8, verse 31, down to verse 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sakes we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. Don't accept any teaching that says a believer can go back to being a non-Christian. That is absolute, unbiblical nonsense. You have a great day.